Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
It's Chris Pavona with the Fantasy Sports News Update. In college basketball, Duke might be thinking, we really need Zion. Last night, in a play made from Bob in Vermont, we got to give him shout. We got to give him a good shout out here. Virginia Tech beat the Zion-less Blue Devils 77-72. The Hokies were able to combine timely three-point shooting with strong presence in the paint. That's an area that Duke was surely missing Zion. Duke forward Cam Reddish said after the game, we're used to having Zion down there. He also finished with 17 points in the loss. He gives us everything we need. We're trying to adjust to not having him. And day by day, we're getting there. But hopefully, we'll have him back soon. Coach K said on Monday that there is no timetable for Zion's return. But it's kind of obvious that they really need Zion if they want to make a deep run in the NCAA tournament, guys.
Listen, that's crazy, though, that much. Don't look too much into that game, though. That was a terrible spot for Duke to be in. It's been a grueling stretch on the road in a place they haven't done well with before. Plus, they went from zone defense from Syracuse to zone defense to Virginia. And Virginia took away everything they did good at Syracuse. They made the adjustments. Give Virginia Tech the credit. That was not a good spot for Duke.
Yeah, and here's the thing, though. You talk about Zion, but there's still Reddish and Barrett. Like, what other team in the country has two top five picks? They should be able to handle their business. We'll say this. Bobby Woodruff, Bob from Vermont, is talking to you, Joe. How do you like my VTech Moneyline pick last night?
People are getting sharp over here. Thank you, Bob. Yeah. Thank you,
People
Bob.
Getting cash.
Listen, Bob, you may not do the best news updates in here, but we know you can at least pick the right teams here. In the NFL, you guys talked about it in the first hour, Dallas Cowboys pass rusher Randy Gregory has been suspended indefinitely for, again, violating the NFL's substance abuse policy and the terms of his conditional reinstatement, the league announced on Tuesday. According to sources, the Cowboys were aware Gregory was facing another penalty and were not really caught off guard by the news. Gregory's attorney, Daniel Moskowitz, had said, nobody's in panic mode. He's going to do everything and anything he can to get back on the field as soon as possible. You guys said it, though. The NFL's policy on marijuana, it's just absolutely ridiculous. Of all the all the sports that really need this legal marijuana, it should be the NFL.
Listen, they fine players for not having the right socks on in the NFL. Okay, like it's really a little too inconsistent. You could beat your wife, you get one game. You smoke weed, you get a year.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. The other problem is that the Cowboys may be dealing with another suspended player. Cowboys defensive tackle David Irving is also under evaluation by the NFL for a potential suspension. Irving, though, will be a free agent when the league year begins in March, and the Cowboys have not given any indication that they are planning to bring him back.
Irving kind of understands his circumstances. He also kind of understands what kind of guy he is. Just this week, Irving posted a message on his Instagram explaining why he is in the NFL. I'm in the NFL because I'm great at what I do. I'm not in the NFL because I'm an Eagle Scout or the perfect model citizen. I didn't put on a mask or kiss ass to be where I am. I'm here on natural ability. This is God's plan, not mine. Trust me, I'm adjusting to it as well. Once I step on the field and stop performing, then we have a problem. So does anyone have anything to say about my play? I kind of agree with this guy.
Bavona, what's God's plan for you?
I'm still trying to figure that out.
Does it involve a sweater? Does it involve a sweater?
Yes. Yes. Oh, it always involves a sweater, Joe. You know this. You know God's plan for me has something to do with a sweater.
I don't know. That's good. Break.
Over the baseball, guys. ESPN's Jeff Bisson is reporting Major League Baseball is prepared to hold off implementing a pitch clock until at least 2022 as part of a wide-ranging proposal to the MLB Players Association that would include the ability to implement a three-batter minimum rule for pitchers and roster size changes in 2020. We talk so much about the pitch clock. The most controversial aspect is this three batter minimum rule for pitchers. The desire to increase the pace and speed of the game could be aided by the rule, which aims to end carousel of relief pitchers that has become so commonplace late in games. Under the proposal, the league would have the right to implement the rule by next season, 2020. I don't know. How do you guys feel about that?
I don't know, Joe. Go ahead. What I think the biggest culprit is, and it's not being talked about. I'll talk about it another time. But it's not the pitching changes. It's not that. It's foul balls, guys. It's foul balls, and I can explain.
Ooh, that's the problem to me is not, and it doesn't surprise me, the kind of feed, the blowback that they've gotten here. So they're going to reevaluate. It was nice conversation off season and leading up to it, but now that baseball's here, spring training's here, it's time. Let's go. Let's move on with the playing and let's stop with the bitching and moaning about the pitch clock.
Well, that's it for now, guys. I got plenty of news from the NBA, including the Celtics kind of pointing fingers at each other. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar selling off his stuff. But for now, I am Chris Bavona, and Joe, I'm going to go find my sweater.
Please do.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
Hour number two here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Welcome in Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, as we have the Wednesday edition of Make It Rain. And shout out to our friends at Trendy Bets. Did just that for us last night, delivering on Ohio State, taking down Iowa. Ohio State in a kind of a must-win situation as they took down number 22 Iowa. They are one of those bubble teams, 90-70 they took down, which was awesome. But of course, you did hear number 20 Virginia Tech there beat number 3 Duke. Duke was playing without Zion, but they were also laying 3.5 points. The Hokies were the 3.5 point underdog. They covered. It wasn't a big number, and that's why I'm saying don't read too much into what happened in this game. It was a tough spot for Duke regardless. This past stretch for Duke has been brutal, when I tell you. They were only plus 150. As an underdog, the Hokies were. So Vegas knew it. Everyone knew it. If there was going to be a upset last night, Virginia Tech at home was definitely a game a lot of us had circled and went, yeah, there's going to be some value there, but not too much value. But Buckeyes were favored by 3.5 points as home favorites against Iowa, and they just blew them out. 21, Buffalo beat Akron. But they did not cover. They were a 14.5-point home favorite. Indiana and Wisconsin, another one of these double overtime games, which just killed me because I had the under at 124.5. But, of course, it had to go to not one but two overtimes. And Wisconsin playing no defense second overtime. Indiana, who hasn't been able to hit water if they fell out of a boat, all of a sudden hitting threes from all over the place. They were a 3-point home dog, ended up cashing at plus 130 on the money line. Drove me crazy. And how about Kentucky? Got their ass handed to them by Arkansas last night in the first half. Arkansas was getting 16.5 points. Guess what happened in the second half? They went back to reality.
They
got their ass handed to them, yes. North Carolina, listen, congratulations to your Syracuse boys. Put up a hell of a fight in the first half against North Carolina team. They really did. They did a great job, but then North Carolina kind of kicked it into another gear there. Ended up covering in the second half, laying the 11. And LSU
could you
also
move into the top 25 if you lose to Duke and lose to Carolina in the same week?
Different. I'll explain that to you coming up. Hour number two, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $33.99 and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, you'll earn double O Rewards points during O Rewards Member Appreciation Month only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Big hour number two coming your way. Make it rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. German Eric, Dane Martinez. Coming up this hour, 7:40, Eric Bolin, New York Newsday. Kind of get a preview of what the New York Yankees, the 100-win New York Yankee team last year, what are they going to look like? And what is the sentiment right now? What is the vibe going on with the New York Yankees? We'll talk to him coming up 7:40 here this morning. I had mentioned that it is it's that time Wednesday. Wednesday's golf day. That's when we go ahead and check out a few names for you here as the Honda Classic is getting ready to take center stage in my backyard here in South Florida on one of the hardest, toughest, but most beautiful golf courses on tour. It's also a golf course that has and a tournament that has over the years seen quite a big field. Now, because Tiger Woods, almost all the golfers, I don't know if you know this, Dane, but anybody who's anybody on the PGA Tour, all the big name guys, Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, Tiger Woods, Dustin Johnson, right, they all own homes near this golf course. So, you know, South Florida, this is the hub. It's right near, it's only about 10 minutes away from where Robert Kraft, you know, was going to relieve.
You're like the epicenter of it all.
It really is. It is the golfing hub of the country. There's some places in Arizona as well, but this is where a lot of the big guys work because they can play golf here, you know, all year round. And they're also very familiar with this golf course. The problem with this week is that the PGA Tour schedule changed. One of their big events known as the Players Championship was now moved to March. And so what happened is they did some switching around from a scheduling standpoint. So a lot of these big name guys who would normally be here and who have been here in the past, guys like Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, Tommy Fleetwood, these guys are not coming here this year. So it's a very weak field as they get ready to tee it up tomorrow, which is good. From the standpoint where there could be a big number that can be had at this tournament this week. The one thing you got to understand is that you think there are long courses and then there is this thing that is dead into the wind, 7,200 yards. You never have the wind behind your back. It's always in your face. So what happens is a lot of guys that can keep the ball out of the air. If you can hit irons really well, keep the ball low, you're going to do good. Justin Thomas last year is also the clear favorite. He was the winner last year of this tournament. He ended up shooting 62 the final day in Mexico last week, comes in hot, but he's only he's 5-1. And, you know my concept betting golf with these things here, Dane, that if I can't, I need a number, man. It's just not worth it because you have to bet a number of guys. You've got to group guys up. So if you're going to play a few bucks on four or five guys, if he wins at 5-1, he wins. Yeah, it's not going to do it. It's not worth it to me. What do you have to lay out versus what the return is? And but there are some guys. Ricky Fowler is 10-1. Brooks Koepka, U.S. Open champ a couple of times. He's there at 12-1. And two of the names that I like, keep an eye on, have done well year after year in this tournament. Sergio Garcia and Adam Scott at 16-1. So those are some names you're going to want to keep in mind there. Also, there's one other guy, Russell Knox. Russell Knox is 75-1. All right? Just remember that guy's name at the Honda Classic. Yep, Russell Knox is one of these guys that you can keep an eye on. But ultimately, Ricky Fowler, 10-1, Sergio, Adam Scott, 16-17-1. That's probably the area you're going to be in. That'll probably be the wheelhouse. And one other guy, too, Webb Simpson, 25-1. He's going to be that 25-28-1 mark. He's a guy that loves this golf course. Loves this tournament, has always been a top 10 guy here. So Webb Simpson at 25-30-1 could also be a moneymaker for you at the Honda Classic.
Listen, Sergio Garcia coming off a good week, right? Like last week in Mexico, he was on the top page of the leaderboard. And so here's what I'd ask you,
Iron players. One of the best iron players. Loves this course.
It's another good nugget. Let me ask you this, Joe, because I think about this as it relates to baseball, right? Like if a guy is hot over the last week, hitting 500 over the last week, or is it that like he's got a good record against that pitcher? You know, like which data point do I care more about? So I would ask you the same in golf. You mentioned a guy that's playing well, say Justin Thomas playing hot, you know, that sort of stuff. Is that a bigger factor to you? We talk about this all betting being inputs, not outputs, right? So is that a trend you like, a guy who's hot right now? Or is it a better trend for you if a guy knows and plays well on that course? You know, which one to you? When you put them all up on the scale, which one is a heavier weight for you?
It's actually yes to all of those things. It's got to be a combination. Listen, last week Dustin Johnson won. He was the favorite to start the tournament, right? So and he went out and did exactly what everyone thought he did. Now the reason he was the favorite is he loves that golf course. He's been playing well. It sets up to his game. And, you know, past performances tell us it's like horse racing, same kind of thing, right? You look at a horse's past performances at a certain track, at a certain distance, and that's kind of what you're doing with these golfers is giving yourself an opportunity to be able to cash a big ticket. If you're going to play just 5-1 guys or 4-1 guys or 8-1 guys, you know, you're going to have to play an awful lot of money. You want to take a flyer on one guy that you really like to favorite, Justin Thomas, 5-1. You want to throw $100 there to win 500? By all means. You know what I mean?
But then you can't lay like three other guys, though. But then you can't lay like three other guys, because then even if he hits at 5-1, you're just coming out even, right?
Exactly.
So aren't you doing that only if you're picking one or two guys, and otherwise you need to be in the 10 to 20 range if you're going to cover 4 or 5?
That is correct. Yep. So, and keeping in mind that the bigger name guys that have always played in this tournament are not there, there is a very good chance that you're going to get maybe a 25-30-1, or even, you know, a Webb Simpson or a Russell Knox can come up there. So, it's a lot of fun from the standpoint is it doesn't cost you an awful lot of money. Hell, I mean, listen, if you throw $10 on 5 guys, right? You spend $50. If you got a 40-1 shot, you just made $400. And what the hell did you do besides have to drink beer and watch golf on Sunday, you know? And if they
get you half an hour at the day spot.
Yeah, exactly correct. That's the kind of thing I am talking about. So don't be afraid of, you know, the old school guys like Ernie Els is 250-1. Throw a bomb out there. You know what I mean? Throw a couple of bucks on a guy and, you know, who cares? It'll be fun to watch at the very least because of the fact that the Tigers of the world are not going to be here. There might be a no-name guy you like at 40-1. Cash in some tickets here. Also, by the way,
down for a bomb.
Throw a couple of bombs, man. Keep Webb Simpson and Sergio Garcia in mind. Those are two guys that I really like that I'm going to play in my tickets. The other thing also this week that we've got going on is the Combine. Kyler Murray. The Combine starts. And maybe the best thing about the Combine is the fact that we can bet on it. And this gives us an opportunity to do a little homework, and you can honestly make some cash with these prop bets. Things like, you know, Kyler Murray, 40-yard dash. You ready for this? The over or under is 4.42. So the over is plus 100. The under is minus 130. Do you don't think that we, in somewhere over the last, I don't know, 5-6 years, that somewhere in college or some, we don't have an idea of what this guy runs the 40 in?
Yep, absolutely. Like, this is known, right, known data points. And here's the other thing I'll say. These guys also, you know, they go to IMG Academy or their special workouts to shave literally a tenth or like 0.05 of a second off of their 40 time, right? So I would say that you look at their best times that they did last year or working out or footage like that they put on Instagram working out, and then shave half a, you know, shave like a tenth of a second off, because they're working with guys about like their start time or their mechanics, literally to shave, you know, less than a tenth off their time. I'm intrigued, by the way, Joe, another way I'd look at it, Josh Jacobs. He's a running back out of Alabama. Okay, and they think he's going to be one of the top running backs. He wasn't even necessarily a starting running back for Alabama. They said he's going to be limited at the combine.
Yes,
he's got a little bit of a groin tweak or a hamstring tweak. So I might bet the over on his 40 time.
Yeah, if he runs it. But keep in mind, too, with Kyler Murray, he's put on 20 pounds, they said.
That's right.
So, he's coming up at 210 pounds. So will that make a difference? Will that slow him down? We've got some other numbers. We'll go over that coming up. But 4.42 plus 20 pounds. We'll let you know what we're going to play. We'll do that coming up next here on Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Scout Fantasy Sports.
Byron Buxton has 2 home runs and 10 RBIs after 2 games. What round would you take him in? I took Buxton, I think, in the FSTA, like round 12 or 13. Thought that was a good time to take him there.
His ADP is absolutely going up. People who say the spring doesn't matter, they're full of crap because they're already boosting him up based on 2 games.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP rewards program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Mo's.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William
Jim Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to MonmouthPark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
College basketball has reached the climax of the 2019 season, and the Fantasy Sports Network has you covered for all the news and betting information for the conference tournaments leading up to the big dance. Get the latest wagering and prop bet advice every day from FNTSY's top experts and analysts as they prepare you with the best advice in bracketology. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio app in iTunes and Google Play and watch select programming in the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your home for winning big in the month of madness.
You got to love, too, the way they come up with some of these prop bets for the combine, including will a player's Nike shoe break at any point during the combine?
What's the no on that?
I love that, right? And how much they really do. They get really, really unique with some of these things. Like what, for instance, like what is the fastest 40-yard dash time? What do you think is going to be the fastest? Will it be over 4.22? Because I do believe, was it John Ross, who, by
John
the way,
Ross, he got an island. He could have won an island, right. I think it was 4.22, yes.
Yeah, 4.22. So will it be over that, which is minus 300, or under that, plus 200?
Over. No one's beaten John Ross's time from a couple of years ago.
I don't think anybody's going to beat that, right?
That's what I'm saying, So it'll be like 4.25, something like that. There'll be people that run in the 4.2s, but maybe 4.25, 4.27, something like that. I think that's, to be honest, I like that one. I also love the side on will a Nike shoe break. Like,
I do
what
too.
Is it? Minus 3,000? What's the number? What's the juice on that?
Hold on, let me pull it up here for you, because I can tell you right now, I am fairly certain that...
No, is the answer. That was a freak accident.
Yeah, exactly. I'm pretty sure that Nike is going to they're going to have somebody on site there to make sure. Yes, is plus 600. Yeah, no is minus 10 to 1. So no is minus 1,000. Yes is 6 to 1.
Listen, I bet Floyd Mayweather at minus like 1,500. I bet no on this at minus 1,000.
Yeah, exactly. Why not? Why not? And back to Kyler Murray, the 20-pound reported weight gain for him, will that slow him down, do you think? Or to your point with these guys, the way they slim up, is there an opportunity for maybe him to get a little faster than what we've seen him on record at 4.38?
I think Kyler Murray is an outlier because, to your point, he put on the 20 pounds, right? Most of these guys are not doing that. Most of these guys do not have to prove that they can handle the rigors of their position at the NFL level. So for Kyler Murray, I think that's different. I think most guys are working on their technique, working on their start to shave off literally 0.03 off of a time that we've seen. You know what I think is funny, though, Joe? You can get the over-under on the 40 time for Rich Eisen of the NFL Network as well. And we've, there's data points out there. He's running every year. Do we think he will get better than his previous times, though, Joe?
I doubt it very much because time doesn't lose.
Thing. Exactly.
Yep. Exactly. It don't lose.
And he's not training to get the right wind resistance every week. No. You know what I mean? So I'd go over on his best time.
They also have the vertical jump for Kyler Murray at 32.5, over and under at 32.5. And for some context there, guys like Russell Wilson, same size guys, you know, guys that are at that 5'10", the smaller dudes, guys like Russell Wilson did 34 inches. Marcus Vick, who was listed at 6'1", did 36 inches. Seneca Wallace, also 6'1", did 38 inches. So will he go over or will he go under 32.5 inches in his vertical jump? He is a hell of an athlete, but he's got shorter arms. It would be kind of hard for him to be able to. Yeah, you know, it's.
I'll take the under. But then again, what the hell?
I'm going to agree with you. Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to agree with you. How about Dwayne Haskins? What do you think his 40 time is going to be? Good old Dwayne.
Listen, I see the over-under set at around 4.7, right? And
yes.
I don't think he's a bigger guy. He's a more, to me, he's more of a stand and deliver kind of guy. I know he has some athleticism, but I don't see him as a burner. I think he's more the guy who has that kind of, like, you know, agility, elusiveness in the pocket.
Right.
But, you know, I'm sure there's research out there. I'm sure if you go on a little YouTube and go Dwayne Haskins 40, you can get some data points. I mean, you were looking at Aretha Franklin with the damn anthem. I'm sure you can find clips of these guys running 40s and bench pressing.
Oh, I got it. Yes, I got it. As a matter of fact, he's 6'3", 220, and guys that are quarterbacks that size in the past have averaged about 4.8.
That's what I'm saying, you know. And here's the thing. Remember when we were before the Super Bowl and we were saying, like, you could just find, like, you know, whatever it is, Lady Gaga's makeup artist, you know, or talk to Tony Romo himself. Why can't you find, you know, DJ Metcalf's trainer, you know, the guy who's been working with him, you know, for the last 3 weeks at IMG Academy down there in Florida or whatever? Like, why aren't these dudes making bank off of this? Like, I know the dude's personal best 3-cone time or whatever it is. I know how many reps he can do, you know, with 225 on the bar. Like, why aren't these guys making a killing off of these prop bets?
You know, the other problem with the clock is because it all depends on, you know, 40s are depends on who's on the watch, right? Who's hitting the button on the 40-yard dash?
But not on vertical jump.
Not
on bench press, you know what I mean? We know how many of these guys can do, maybe with the adrenaline of them doing it live for their actual standing at the combine. Maybe I would be comfortable adding 1.5 more to what, you know, the guy tells me he did last week and rock out with it. I think we know some of these things.
Nick Bosa, reps, bench press reps, over or under 24. He is listed as 6'4", 263. And since 2000, defensive linemen, guys of his size who have been drafted, they do about 24.8 bench press reps at the combine averaged. So will he? Now, keep in mind, this is a guy that didn't he have shoulder surgery?
I think it was core muscle. I think it was one of those core muscles.
Core muscles?
That he missed.
Yeah.
So he's recovering something like that. That might be a struggle.
I would say, and by the way, in the summer of 2007, as a 19-year-old, he did 28.
Maybe he's got his man strength now. But I think you're right.
That's what I'm thinking. Minus 135. I think I'm going over 24, man. I think I'm fairly certain with that. And will he run a 4.65 40?
I don't know. What's he done in the past?
Yeah, the average player of his size, and this is a big dude, man. And think about this for a second. You're talking about a guy that's, what, 265 pounds, 6'3", 265, probably going to be a little heavier than that. These dudes average 4.68.
You know how fast that is, Joe? You know how fast that is? You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm – it means this. Honestly, guys, I'm in New York, right? All right, let's say I'm, like, in Times Square. Let's say I'm in Grand Central Station, and my train is coming. Right. And I'm known as speeds. Right, Joe. Mm-hmm. And let's say it's me and a damn offensive lineman from a flat footed tie. This dude, this 6'6", 315 pound man is going to beat me to the train. Can you believe that? Like,
it's ridiculous.
Like that, you know how fast that is? It's ridiculous. Yep. And these are big ass dudes. These are 6'6", 275 dudes that are hauling ass. Are you kidding me? When you go to a football game, if you ever sit on the sidelines or on the field, like I've had the opportunity to do, the punter is a gigantic man. You know what I mean? So the level of athleticism that we see here is absolutely ridiculous. And that's
and
why
that's
we realize
it's the all
about. Because it's not
that's
the
what
same
it's all
level.
About. His brother, the guy, you may know him. He's pretty good. He plays for the Chargers. Him in 2016, he ran a 4.86 40 at the 2016 Combine. And I got to tell you, 4.65, dude, is a – that's really, really quick. I mean, if his brother – and I'm going to go genetically here. I know guys on average, his size run about a 4.7. This is one of those bets. It's even juice on both sides, minus 115, minus 115. But I don't think there's any way he hits 4.65 or under. So, to me, this is a lock-in bet here where you're going, I definitely think he's going to hit over. Like you said, 4.65 for a dude that's 265. His brother ran a 4.8, and his brother, quite honestly, was the most athletic of them all. So, yeah, I like that bet a lot, over 4.65. As a matter of fact, I am clicking send on this bet right now. That is how confident I am on this.
I like that. I like that. Here's the thing, though. Let me tell you something. If he runs a sub 4.65 40,
I quit. <don't>,
then what you need to do is parlay it with, like, he will be the number one overall pick. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean? Because if he winds up putting up a 4.61 from the defensive end position, and he has the pedigree, and he has the production from a blue chip school, this dude is going to go number one overall.
I absolutely. How do you not draft a dude to run a sub 4.65 in a 40-yard dash as a defensive lineman?
I'd like
lineman.
To see what was Jadeveon Clowney, you know, if we could dig that up one time, because he was supposed to be, you know, just one of these freak of nature kind of edge rusher guys. I'd love to see what some of these guys in the 4. Past
7.
Who have played.
He was 4.7. Yes.
And they set the line for Bosa at 4.65? Wow.
4.65. He's a little bit lighter than, I guess, the guys at this position, but still a 265, dude. You got to be kidding me. That's absurd.
Here's the other thing. Joe, like, let's say you know, we talk about these 40 times, and we're splitting hairs here, right? 4.6, 4.4.
Right.
We're talking about 4.22 versus 4.3, right? What do you think that actually means on the field? You know, like, let's say dude is running a post pattern, this wideout who's going 4.24, let's say, right? And the DB at the combine ran 4.27.
Right.
On a 30-yard post pattern, is he getting open? Like,
well,
I honestly don't know. What's a third
did John Ross
three
get open?
Hundredths of a second? What's
did John
maybe,
Ross get
still
open?
He's got to catch the ball. He's still got to catch
well,
the ball, right?
He just got released.
On an end around, you know, like, are you getting separation? If you're 4.24 and the DB across from you is 4.28, I honestly don't know.
What is the weight of the equipment they got to carry around? There's
got
to be that. That's
got
to be right.
I mean, on them. They probably got 10.
So they're running about
them, right?
10 pounds on him over there, which would slow him down a little bit. I mean, like you mentioned, John Ross was a 4.22. Nobody faster ever without any sort of pads or anything on, right? He just got released yesterday by Cincinnati. So all that speed in the world, what the hell does that mean to it at end? Which is why a lot of people are confused at the combine. I don't blame guys for going, nah, I'm good, man. Like, I'm good. Like, you know.
Give me the tape when they performed against actual other college football players. I'll take that as opposed to how fast they run in underwear.
Yep. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. It's going to be a fun next couple of days with the NFL Combine, that's for sure. Eric Boland, New York Newsday, talking Yankees, coming up next.
Go, 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 O'Reilly. Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Timeshare Exit Team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. That's 800-804-7060.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
This weekend using the DailyRoto.com NBA lineup optimizer. And with, of course, the MLB season fast approaching, you'll be able to use those same DailyRoto.com optimizers, tools, and projections to cash in on the diamond as well. And with the success of DailyRoto's NFL, NBA, and MLB products, often stealing the headlines, the magnificent of DailyRoto's PGA products often get overshadowed. But with DailyRoto.com, the partnership with Data Golf, you just can't lose. We told you about the Honda Classic happening this week. What you need to do is check out the all-new lineup optimizer with custom settings and advanced grouping, the customizable projections for FanDuel and DraftKings, ownership projections, PGA finish probabilities and simulator, the outright and top 20 market betting tools. You got head-to-head and three-ball betting tools, plus PGA Pro Tip, subscriber chat, and more. Just go to DailyRoto.com, click on Go Premium, choose Golf, hit the promo code GOLF19, get yourself a 10% discount. That's DailyRoto.com, click on Go Premium, click on Golf, promo code GOLF19, and get yourself a 10% discount. So while we try to get Eric Bolin on the phone, who's in Tampa, and from what I understand, it is pouring in all of Florida right now. We are covered over a giant cloud here, but more so on the West Coast, where the New York Yankees spring training camp is. We'll try to get Eric Bolin of the New York Newsday on the phone. But if you are just joining us here this morning, they are spending money in baseball. I don't know if you guys heard this, but Arenado is going to make, about $32.5 million a year now over the next 8 years. 27-year-old third baseman from the Colorado Rockies. So I do think that the idea that somehow or another baseball is just not spending money, I don't think that's a fair narrative anymore here, Dane.
Yeah, I think that's true, but I do think that we are seeing a shift. Okay, they are spending money. Look at what's happened this week. You know, the Arenado extension. Miles Mikolas with the St. Louis Cardinals got extended to like a 4-year, 60-something million dollar deal yesterday. We talked about our guy Nathan broke news with us on Make It Rain the other day with Aaron Hicks signing a 7-for-$70 million extension. I'm thinking that maybe the money is not out there in free agency because teams are looking to just lock up their own dudes, okay? I mentioned like that Charlie Blackmon last year did something similar. I think players are seeing that the big money that they're hoping for may not be out there, and kind of like the, you know, the devil you know is better than the devil you don't. Teams are now looking to lock up their guys. I look at the Yankees, who we were going to talk about. Aaron Hicks just gets extended. The Yankees are working on Dylan Betances to get extended. They're working on Didi Gregorius to get extended. You know, Gary Sanchez, who's coming off a season where he hit in the 180s, for goodness sakes, if the Yankees still believe in him, which by all reports they do, now is the time to lock him up and extend him, because his value will never be lower coming off a season where he hit something like 186. And that is the way these things are going now. Instead of getting the big money out there in the free agent market, it looks like teams are figuring out how to invest their money to re-sign their own. And I like it. We talked about like likable teams from small markets in the NBA. This Yankees team, the quote-unquote evil empire, don't look now, but they are homegrown at pretty much every spot. And for the first time in about a decade, the Yankees are actually a likable team.
Very likable. Young, likable. It's
and I want them to lock up these dudes.
Yeah,
let
they've
the
done
kids
this
play.
Formula
let
before.
Duvar play. Let Glaber play, you know?
Yep. They've done this before, the Yankees. They know what it's like. You know, they ended up getting a few good years out of guys like Bernie Williams and, you know, Mariano Rivera Pettit. That this guy Jeter, I think he played for a little while. So they do have a history of understanding, especially the same general manager right now who is still there. His name's Brian Cashman. He understands what the importance of a solid farm system is, and to be able to cultivate your own talent. In today's day and age, you almost have to do it. And what the Yankees did, maybe the best move that the Yankees made here over the last couple of years, was when they went out, and what we thought was going to be a dismantling wasn't a dismantling. Instead, what they did is they blew up their farm system, who it wasn't good. I mean, 4 years ago, it was not good. And then they go out and they make some trades, and they get Frazier, they get Torres, they get all of these guys. And all of a sudden you're going, wow. And then they almost made a run at the, at the World Series at the same time. And we all thought that they were tanking. So credit to Cashman, and what you're seeing here, I think, is the Yankees again paved the way for guys like Arenado and the Rockies going, if we've got them, if they are homegrown, we need to lock their asses up and get it going. Otherwise, you've got a situation like you've got with Bryce Harper and Manny Machado right now, and you don't want to do that. If you can lock these guys up and get them for the next 5, 7, 8 years, and they're in their 20s, I think more teams will be opting to do that as opposed to writing a $400, $300 million check for a guy that, you know, okay, congratulations, Bryce Harper, I get it. But, yeah, no, you probably should have stayed with the Washington Nationals.
Yep, and here's the other thing I'm going to say. There were a few teams, okay, the Los Angeles Dodgers among them, who originally were not going to spend this offseason for Harper or Machado. Why? Because they were biding their time, and their true target was next offseason. They wanted Nolan Arenado. And now Arenado is off the board, okay? So if you're the Dodgers, right, if you're Andrew Friedman, okay, you might be like, all that money that I had mentally earmarked to go after Arenado next offseason, now that's freed up in my budget. So, Bryce, what's up with 2 for $80, my friend?
Yeah, that could very well be, or he could just be a stubborn bastard and be like, you know what, maybe ego plays in this. But the one thing is for sure, and if you're just joining us, by the way, welcome in Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The rumor is that he's got a big issue with the manager, Gabe Kapler, of the Philadelphia Phillies. The reason he hasn't signed is the reputation of Kapler. It's not great among players, very quirky dude, but he's also... he is dedicated to analytics. He is a numbers guy. And this is a guy that played 7 different teams, 12 years in Major League Baseball. But I think he realized at age 43, it's a younger manager, but I think he realized that the manager position has also changed in baseball. And that if you are not on the analytics train, your ass ain't working in Major League Baseball. Okay. The Buck Showalters, the Mike Sochers of the world, those days are gone. Now, you know, Don Mattingly made this sacrifice as well. He realized that it really doesn't make a difference what kind of baseball knowledge I bring to the table. It's a matter of answering the phone and putting the lineup out there that these, you know, 31-year-old general manager mathematicians give you. And I think he's bought into that and realizes, yeah, I want to be a big league manager, but, you know, I not from the era I grew up in, but I need to be the guy, the company guy that goes, okay, it's all about analytics. And he managed the entire second half of last year based upon that. That word gets out. And, of course, Bryce Harper, who's not – the analytics are not favorable to Bryce Harper.
They do not smile upon Bryce.
No. And he's going, yeah, I don't want to be a part of anything like that, because if you're going to be beholden to analytics, then Bryce Harper, how many times are you going to have to hear it in Philadelphia? And you're going to have to go, what? You're going to have to battle now that you got $300 million and your analytics suck? I don't blame him from that standpoint. Although it's not like the Dodgers, 2 years, $80 million. The Dodgers are all analytics.
That's true. Andrew Friedman, as the GM, is on that train. He's 2 degrees of separation from me. So I know that to be true. But here's the other thing I'll say. When you talk about managers these days, Joe, you know, I think – unfortunately, a lot of this where Kepler and others are managing from the numbers, from what their Moneyball guys in the front office say, is because they're scared. They're scared. Let's say you make one of those gut calls, right, to go with the shift or go with a pinch hitter or let this lefty specialist face an extra batter, right? If you do what the numbers, quote unquote, tell you to do and you're wrong, then guess what? In the press conference, you have your ready-made answer. Well, the numbers told me I needed to do this, right?
Deniability.
If you go by your gut feel, right, and you're wrong, and then at the press conference, some reporter is like, yeah, but this guy was hitting 094 against this guy's in 13 at-bats with a full moon shining, you know?
Right.
Then you have no response. What are you going to do? Yeah, but I thought that he was due. That's not going to work. Managers are almost managing in this way because they know at least they have the out. At least they have the rationale or the excuse. Whereas if they manage by their feel anymore, they're screwed when they're wrong. The only way you can still do that is if you have the experience and the cachet, and Bruce Bochy is the last one left who does, and he's gone by the end of this year.
Yeah, the other big story in Major League Baseball was they're prepared to eliminate the whole implementation of a pitch clock at least until 2022. And I don't think anybody's going to argue with it. I think Major League Baseball just figured out that maybe this isn't the right time. They were going to roll it out all throughout the preseason, during spring training, that, you know, they were going to roll it in phases, you know, a three-phase approach,
right,
during Cactus League and Grapefruit League games. And it looks like they're backing off of that, trying to figure out maybe to see if there's a better way to do it, because the pushback has been ridiculous, especially from a lot of the old school guys, the Clayton Kershaws, the Max Scherzers, the old war horses are like, I ain't doing no pitch clock. But the truth is, if you're going to do something like this, then you have to implement it in when guys get into A ball, rookie ball, double A ball. The next generation of guys, if they're used to it, it won't be a problem. You're trying to put it to guys like Kershaw and Scherzer, who they've been there, done that. You're not gonna teach an old dog new tricks, my friend. So if you want to do it, put it in the minor leagues, keep it there for the next 5 years. This way, the next generation of pitchers coming up and players, they'll be used to it. It'll be second nature. You won't get an argument. I think that's kind of that's why they said 2022 in Major League Baseball. They're going to pound this thing home in the minor leagues.
Yeah, that makes sense. Listen, athletes are creatures of habit. Okay, and so to mess with people's routine like that, I could see impact. One of the things I was going to say, Joe, is Masahiro Tanaka on the Yankees was the slowest working pitcher in the major leagues. He averaged 27 seconds in between pitches. So he was going to be a problem. And he, even when they did have this pitch clock in the minors last year, they had started to do it in the minors. He was on a rehab start, gave up a home run, and then after the game actually blamed the pitch clock, said that he couldn't think through what was the right pitch. He felt rushed and gave up a home run. I was really worried that this would affect a guy like Masahiro Tanaka, like you said, an older guy, a creature of habit, who already is going 27 seconds per pitch. I like the fact that they implemented in the minor leagues, give guys a chance to adjust. And like you said, it's for the next wave, so these things can go at the right pace, so people can adjust in kind.
listen, you got a bunch of 18-year-olds out of high school getting drafted, or 20-year-olds out of college going into, you know, A-ball, rookie ball. You start it there, I promise you, by the time they're ready to come to the bigs, nobody's even going to think twice about it. Yeah, to drop it in now with most of the pitchers in the with Major League Baseball experience is a big ask for these guys to go out of their routine. Plus, you don't want it to be that calculated. This game has been built on the fact that it's not calculated, that a lot of different things can come into play, that it's organic there. You know, things go and it's ebbs and flows, and you start throwing a clock in there, and you're in a whole different ball game now, and you've kind of just pulled the essence of what this game is supposed to be. And ultimately, it's supposed to be an entertaining experience, right? I don't care if I'm sitting there for 2 hours or 6 hours, as long as I'm entertained. If you have a problem with the length of time, then it's not a pitching clock issue. It's an entertainment problem. Right. And then we can have a discussion, but it's not a length of time.
They're not catering to you, Joe. They're catering to millennials who don't have an attention span to be able to enjoy
the
game.
Even millennials, if you entertain them long, they don't care. Nobody cares if they're going to sit there for 3 hours, as long as they're having a good time. If I'm not having a good time, you ain't getting me for 3 minutes. We'll talk more about this. Plus, Ralph Michaels, WagerTalk.com, joining us.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Clayton Kershaw shut down. George, you don't want to get anywhere near him. Shut down indefinitely. Dead arm situation. He's already a guy that's had back problems, and now this.
Dead arm does not occur a week into spring training. All right, so this is not dead arm. This is something else. It could just be normal soreness. Maybe he hasn't done much throwing in the offseason. I find that hard to believe, but maybe he hasn't. So it could be normal soreness. But the bottom line is this. This is now a player who seems to get hurt every year.
Saturdays, 8 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Roto experts.
You know, so listen, I know one's crying to Jacob DeGrom. He's still making good money, but as far as a long-term contract is concerned, not doing it. I'm just not doing it. So I think he knows this, and that's why it's a great game now. But between him and Brody, BBW, the Mets GM, because the Mets GM was his agent. You know, it's funny how last year, Jacob deserves a new contract, and blah 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 blah. Now I'm a GM. Well, let's slow this down a little bit. You know, it's just amazing how this works.
Sundays, 8 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us harder, better, faster, stronger.
The Duke Blue Devils. It's now two losses out of the last three games. People are scratching their head going, oh, my God. Oh, everyone, chill out. Welcome in. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez. Looking forward. We're gonna drop a little of that Make It Rain sports betting knowledge your way coming up next hour. Is our good friend Ralph Michaels, WagerTalk.com, who always delivers. He's going to drop a couple of systems and a couple of plays that he loves tonight. And we're going to pass that knowledge on to you. But as far as Duke goes, listen, they haven't played well in Blacksburg. And I don't think people understand. I don't know if you've ever had a chance to come down this way or along the coast, Dane, to see some of these schools. And certainly from a football perspective. But I think anybody will tell you that going to Blacksburg in VaTech and playing VaTech is one of the hardest things. It is a campus and a school that absolutely crushes it and supports their teams. It's a hostile environment. It's not easy to play in. And, oh, yeah, by the way, they haven't won there in 3 years. So it has not been a good run in Blacksburg for the Blue Devils. Zion Williamson missed a second straight game. We know that. It's not the Virginia Tech Hokies are a team who they lost their starting guard, right? They lost one of the best guards in the country as well. So they were down a man. But one thing this team can do is play defense. And what they did, again, is they brought that zone defense like Syracuse did. And what people don't realize is against Syracuse, the one thing Duke did better than they normally ever do is shoot the ball. All right, Syracuse couldn't shoot. They were like 20%, 21% for a two-point range. Duke was hitting everything they threw up over there. So they played good defense, Syracuse. It did give them an issue. The problem was they made everything, over 63% of their shots. That wasn't going to happen again here in Virginia Tech going up against another team with the zone defense there. Not an easy place to play. You put it all together, and unless they were going to shoot 65% again like they did against Syracuse, this was always going to be a tough game. So don't anybody that expected Duke to run away with this and now thinks this is an indictment on the team, I think their death is a little premature here, my friend.
Yeah, you know, I know about Blacksburg being a tough place to play for college football Thursday night and stuff like that. But also on its face, they were on the road against the top 20 team.
Exactly.
Without their best player.
Don't stick a fork in them just yet. We'll tell you when. Not just yet. Final hour coming your way.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.